This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
Well, just when you thought you've heard it all as far as what people can self-identify as, now there's a 33-year-old who says he's an alien.
Fantastic.
A so-called agender alien. So not just an alien, because a normal alien might have a gender.
He's not just a he.
Or a she.
The story
he used to be a she, and now he's an it.
Yeah, right. Although, or they, or whatever.
A they, right.
Can he reproduce on his own as an alien?
Yes, he's is he asexual or is he autosexual?
Good question. Jareth Nebula is its name. The barbershop receptionist, according to the UK's Mirror, has even had his nipples removed and shaves his eyebrows to, quote, make him feel less human. Jareth, who has named himself, well, wait a minute, if you still feel kind of human, then that means you don't really feel like an alien, right?
Perhaps he's a hybrid.
Jareth, he's named himself after David Bowie's character in Labyrinth, and a nebula like a space cloud already has 78 stars across his body and hopes to increase that to 333, as he says, quote, three has always been my lucky number. Living alone, he now just wants people to accept who he is and admits he'd rather be called thing or it rather than he or she.
There you go. So we got it right.
Yeah, okay. I'm fine with it. That's fine.
It just seems like body modification culture taking it to an unnecessary level.
Yeah, that's kind of a used to be a thing and not so much anymore. Remember the,
you don't think?
The dude that, I mean, I'm not talking about large gauge.
You mean
earrings.
Excessive. You're talking about.
I'm talking about the people that self-identify as snakes and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, when they split their tongue.
Splitting the tongue.
Well, and getting the tattoos of reptilian skin all over their
body.
Yeah,
those are pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Jareth, who legally changed his name 4 years ago, says, quote, after coming out as transgender and believing I had finally found myself, I realized
when I couldn't attention whore enough,
I realized I was wrong. I wasn't male or female or even human.
Hmm.
He said further, or it said further, I don't think or feel like humans. I really can't.
How does it know what humans feel like? I don't know what humans
it's vestigial
feel like.
Human emotions, Mark.
Yeah.
I can't really explain it to others. I'm simply otherworldly.
Yeah, aren't you, though?
Far out there.
Continuing, he said, or it said, I didn't feel comfortable as either gender or even anything in between. I know I'm stuck in a human form, and that's how I'm perceived by others. But to me, I'm an alien with no gender. Jareth first felt that he didn't fit in when he was diagnosed with Ehlers-Danlos syndrome, or EDS, which is a rare lifelong condition affecting connective tissue and resulting in stretchy skin with an increased range of joint mobility.
Ooh.
Although he was...
Isn't that what the guy from Spin Doctors had?
The band? I have no idea.
Yeah.
Although he was born with the condition, he wasn't diagnosed until he was 26. Nicknamed Mr. Elastic by his doctors due to his stretchy skin, the condition can cause him chronic pain.
Shoot.
It's one benefit that his skin is wrinkle-free, which makes him appear younger. Jareth, who does not want to disclose his birth name, said, quote, the condition means I can pop my joints out on purpose, which was a fun party trick when I was a kid. Now I realize why I can do that. My pain in my joints got worse as I got older, and I would find it harder to move day to day. He said, I go to a chiropractor once every 2 weeks and see a physical therapist once a week, as well as smoking medicinal marijuana for the pain. But there is currently no cure for EDS. And then they go on to talk about, although he says he was once a hyper-feminine female and modeled in his teens, at 29, Jareth decided that he was a trans male. He began taking testosterone injections, started to dress in a masculine way, and even had surgery to remove his breasts. But neither gender seemed to fit his personality, so he decided to do further research into alternative gender identification. He said, quote,
I'll bet that's a fun time on the internet.
Am I?
Uncle Google.
God. Siri.
Tell me who I am.
You're an attention whore.
See, I feel kind of bad.
I do feel
that
bad.
He has, you know, the was it EDS?
Yeah. Right. Has this condition, and that's
but all the
rough.
Sympathy goes out the window with everything else.
Yeah. It kind of said, feel similarly.
Quote, I thought being a trans man would solve all my issues and inner battles with finding out who I was, but I wasn't as happy as I expected to be. I wonder how common that is. You know, among people who...
Apparently very common.
Yeah.
But they're not allowed to study it. Like, there was another article that I pulled up where there was a...
Like, universities aren't allowed to study it?
Well, one particular professor at a university wanted to study...
Mm-hmm. Shot down.
Was shot down by the liberal university culture because it would have too bad of an emotional impact on the study participants.
So or that, after the fact to tell people, hey, look, looks like the numbers show that people who reassign themselves aren't necessarily any happier than themselves. Because, hey, guess what? You know, changing yourself on the outside, whether it be the clothes that you wear or the genitals that you're, you know, that are hanging or not between your legs, probably isn't going to change who you are on the inside, whoever that is, or what you're feeling.
But personal self-discovery is important. You know, everyone should go through a little bit of that.
Of course.
Maybe to that extent is... Maybe a little bit extreme.
Yeah. I recently had green hair.
Mm-hmm.
I saw the pictures.
Yeah, I did that because we had raised $36,000.
Right, it wasn't about attention or anything like that.
Even though
you came up with the idea.
I did come up with the idea. People liked the
idea. And you pretty much knew that it was going to happen.
Well, actually, I didn't have known. I had a time frame, and we didn't hit the time frame.
No, we didn't. You're right.
But
You could have.
I could have said that I didn't want to do it, and I chose
to
do it. One of the reasons I chose to do it, among other reasons, like on one hand, I want my donors to be happy.
Yeah.
And that it's amusing, it's something to make fun of, and everybody likes it. It's a stunt, and radio is
it's rewarding failure, Mark,
with stunts. But on the other hand, I'm like, oh, you know, this seems like something I could do, and you know, it'd be kind of fun for a little while. And I went to a couple of conventions, and at conventions, it's a great thing to have.
Yeah.
People pay attention to the green hair; they want to talk.
Right.
You know, somebody with green hair is unlikely to judge them for who they are, is what I determined. But, you know, wandering around, when I wasn't at conventions, I realized that some people kind of thought, is this some washed-up rock star that I should know? You know?
Former member of Green Day?
Right. Blink-182, is that you? Right? Like, I don't know what they were thinking exactly, but I did have more than one person say, are you in a rock band that I should know or something?
Okay.
And, you know, I told them that I was on the radio. That was the answer that I would give them. And so they're like, oh. A disc jockey. Oh, no wonder I don't know who the hell you are.
Right.
But I didn't give them any more information. Obviously, I don't spin discs for a living.
Mm-hmm.
And what I can say is that if you want a little extra attention in your life, there's ways to go about getting it. And I suspect what you're dealing with here is a person who just kept piling more and more things to get attention on themselves. Now, there are plenty of people who transition male to female, female to male, or whatever, because they feel they have to. And I feel for them because they have to deal with people like this,
mm-hmm.
who are just, you know, mentally ill, basically. And it's difficult to know, you know, what's what. And I think it's probably true that there's a lot of them that aren't any happier after they're done. And it's sad. I wish people were happy.
Yeah.
I wish they could find a way to be happy. But I don't suspect this is the root.
Yeah, I feel like it's the same. Right. You've got to change.
Some.
You've got to change whatever it is that's wrong at the root in order for that to manifest out. You don't get to be happy by moving physically to a new location, you know, changing your scenery,
mm-hmm.
or changing the, you know, parts on your body. I don't think. That's not what I think. Now, maybe there's somebody out there who's like, well, yeah, it worked for me. I've been great ever since I changed to a man. You know, maybe those people do exist.
I'm sure they do exist. And I think that changing your location can absolutely be a thing. Remember, don't forget, seasonal affective disorder is real and diagnosed.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's something about you finding your happiness within, but there's also something about doing the thing that makes you happy at the same time.
For sure.
I think it starts with defining it from within, though.
I totally
when you start to find it from within, then you start to do the things that make you happy.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah. He said, or she or it said, quote, I thought being a trans man would solve all my issues, as I said, and further, quote, I felt like I was trying to fit into someone else's box. I didn't want to be constrained. That's when I discovered what agender was. It continued saying, quote, I'd always
now,
been
agender is not asexual.
Correct. Agender is someone who identifies as genderless.
Right.
Basically.
Asexual is a person who just doesn't want to have sex.
Saying further, quote, I'd always been obsessed with aliens, too, and what it means to be extraterrestrial, so the idea of being an agender alien fit perfectly as an identity for me. Let's continue here in a moment. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You can share your thoughts. We're going to the phones up next, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. Plus, coming up, we got Venezuela, Cuba, news about them on the way. Free Talk Live.
You want to know the 37 items you must have to survive a crisis? Then I've got some good news for you. Former CIA officer and New York Times best-selling author Jason Hansen is now giving listeners a free copy of his book, The Escape Bag Blueprint, 37 Items You Must Have to Survive a Crisis. You can claim your copy at freeescapebook.com. Don't delay. Jason reveals the guns, knives, flashlights, and water filters that could save your life in an economic collapse or grid down event. Get your free book today, freeescapebook.com. Freeescapebook.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
Smart Cash is a peer-to-peer digital currency that is fast, secure, and easy to use. Smart Cash is building a foundation that can support daily transactions for people everywhere. One feature that sets Smart Cash apart is the Smart Hive governance model and how the community can vote to fund the best projects with block rewards stored in the Smart Hive project treasury. Unlike other cryptocurrencies with voting systems, Smart Cash allows everyone to participate. One smart equals one vote. Learn more at smartcash.cc.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Live Sunday edition of the show. We're continuing. We'll take your calls and thoughts, and you can bring us anything you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE. If you are an individual who rejects the initiation of force and you agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle, you qualify to use liberty.menu. It's a tool for the liberty community. It's at its heart a directory for events, businesses, and digital content creators. So whatever it is that you do, if you want other liberty-friendly people to know about it, just put it up over at liberty.menu. It's free to do that, so why not? Unless, of course, you want to stay in the closet, unless you don't want people to know that you care about freedom. Go to liberty.menu and get signed up there. It's free to get whatever it is you want to put on there. Maybe you do more than one thing. Maybe you have more than one business, or you create an event, or you're a digital content creator. You qualify to be on liberty.menu, and you can use code FTL. Like Free Talk Live, and that'll get you a Free Talk Live's listener badge on your profile. That's liberty.menu. As we go to your calls and thoughts, it's Matthew in Louisiana. Matthew, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Richie, and Mark.
Hey, Mark, welcome back.
Thank you.
So, Laurel is crushing it over on YouTube. She dropped another video about Operation Choke Point and how it has resurrected itself.
I don't know what that is.
We'll go watch her video.
We have listeners right now who don't know who Laurel is, and they don't know what Operation Choke Point is, and so they don't know how to go watch her video. So can you give us an executive summary of what this is
about? Operation Choke Point was the government using banks to control businesses. They first went after payday lenders, then they went after tobacco dealers, and then pornographers, and then the firearms dealers. And
just to be clear, you're talking about they're having banks close these people's accounts?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And the conservative media.
Right, and now that they've expanded that to the conservative media, especially figures in the conservative media. She has a video about that, and she goes into a lot of detail about that.
Who's doing this? Who's behind the scenes here?
You know, the one thing my sister-in-law brought up to me, which was interesting, she's now part of our little alternative influencers network, is that the current chairman of the House Banking Committee is Maxine Impeach 45, Waters.
Okay.
And
yeah, but this stuff was going on before Trump was in office.
Yes, it was, and it was shut down. It looks like it was shut down for a little while, and now it's just sprung back into life. And this time, it's going after other people besides just the aforementioned businesses. Not that that was good. Per se, but they've expanded, shall we say.
Well, good thing we've got cryptocurrencies to fall back on.
Yeah, I saw recently.
Bitcoin business that is, anytime you go for FDIC, FDIC insurance, apparently you fall under the spell of these people.
The Bitcoin people?
Yeah, because it was somebody was trying to set up a thing to fund Gab through Bitcoin.
Right. Sure.
A Bitcoin base or Bitcoin bank or something like that that has FDIC insurance.
What bank is this? I've not heard anything about a Bitcoin
I don't think you know what you're talking about, with all due respect. Unless there's an actual Bitcoin bank with FDIC insurance out there that none of us have ever heard of, I mean, I'd be shocked if that were the case.
You'll have to bring it up with Laurel when she's on the program.
Yeah, hopefully she'll be here on Tuesday.
Yeah, I saw somebody on the internet recently write an article that said something to the effect of comparing Bitcoin to the internet is fallacious because the internet had a use case right away. And I'm like, Bitcoin's got a use case. Let's talk about Silk Road. Let's talk about remittances. Let's talk about
I just bought my dinner.
Yeah, right. let's talk about people getting micropayments on the internet.
There are actually people who today, 10 years into Bitcoin, are claiming there's no use case for Bitcoin.
Right. I mean,
it's just ridiculous.
Right. You are not paying attention if there's not if you don't think there's a use case for Bitcoin.
Right. But nonetheless, she's making the case that apparently there's this one organization that deals in Bitcoin that apparently sought FDIC approval and as a result has joined the brigading mobs against the alt, quote-unquote alt-right, like, you know, Gab, because they have, I think, a Nazi or something on their site.
How could they even do that, though? Like, let's assume for a moment that a bank is funded through Bitcoin and has FDIC approval. How does that prevent Gab from existing or being funded with Bitcoin?
You have to find a way around this bank. I don't know. He doesn't know what he's talking about.
Okay. Now, what is this operation called?
Choke Point.
Okay. So, yeah, there's nobody who's in charge of Bitcoin, so no amount of banks that is either friendly or unfriendly to Bitcoin has any factor on whether or not you can accept Bitcoin. So if you want to accept Bitcoin,
one of the major Bitcoin holders, well, it's not like it was an exchange. I mean, if he's talking about Coinbase, he used the term base.
Okay. Okay.
If he's talking about Coinbase,
base.
Yeah. Yep. If it's Coinbase, they are certainly known for towing whatever government lines they imagine are in place.
Mm-hmm.
And
they were seeking them out at one point.
Oh yeah, yeah. We must be
in compliance.
They want to be as legit as they can possibly be. So it wouldn't surprise me if what they're saying is true about this. But I don't know.
Well, like I said, Laurel. Hopefully it'll be there Tuesday, so we can.
What is the point of the call, though? I mean, just to kind of tell us about her video, or the
I was going to bring up other stuff about the raft of gun control that's passing through the House of Representatives and currently being debated in the Senate, and looks like there's some Republicans who are oddly very much in favor of them. Like, really? What? At this point, nothing surprises me. If a hot air balloon were to streak by at 400 knots, I'd be like, okay, normal day.
Here's an unpopular opinion. If you are a 2A supporter and you are not planning on shooting the people who are coming to take your guns, you are simply virtue signaling your 2A position.
Yeah, I'm starting to come more and more in line with that. Opinion. Although I will also be telling you that in the event of such an insurrection, my lifespan will be measured in picoseconds.
Yeah. Thank you, Matthew, for your call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. I am of the opinion that violence is not the solution to problems with the state, because ultimately you're not going to shoot your way out. And that they're going to just end up slaughtering you, and then you'll end up being a martyr in the worst sort of way for the libertarian movement. Because
the best way to avoid the strike is to not be where the strike lands.
That's a good point. You can always leave the United States, I suppose.
And certainly a possibility.
You might be struck by another government. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. What is this Operation Choke Point thing all about? Maybe we should look into that a little bit further. You can bring up whatever you want as well here on Free Talk Live.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Republican Senator Rand Paul says he will vote in favor of blocking President Trump's U.S.-Mexico border emergency declaration. That means Democrats likely have the votes to pass it in the Senate. Daniel Littman from Politico says This isn't the usual way to declare an emergency.
Most national emergencies are not about policy issues where the president has a defeat in Congress. They are about, you know, say, a big storm in Alaska or, you know, a hurricane in Florida.
President Trump has said he will veto the measure, and Littman says lawmakers probably can't override it.
He's been used to a Congress that has been docile to him, and now you have a situation where his signature issue he is likely to face a defeat on, although it's hard to imagine the votes are there just yet for Congress to override a Trump veto.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring us anything you want here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms. Just jump into one of those. There's four of them right there at the top of our Discord server. Join anyone you want. We'll see you in there, and we'll join you in it, and then we'll put you on the air. You'll be on Soundimal. Like you're sitting here in the studio with me, Ian.
Richie Rich.
And Mark.
And also, want to make sure you know about Bitcoin.com. We were just talking a moment ago about Bitcoin, and there's a lot of confusion in the world of cryptocurrency, especially among people who've only heard about it sort of tangentially from somebody. They know Bitcoin exists. They know it's kind of a thing, but they don't know anything about it. What is Bitcoin? Well, get started over at Bitcoin.com. They've got the Bitcoin Academy there that'll teach you the basics about what makes Bitcoin different, what makes it so important, the reason why it is, in my opinion, and I'm not the only one on this, the most important change to money in generations, if not maybe hundreds of years. It's huge.
Ever since the printing press.
Because it puts the power of money in the hands of the average person. And it takes it out of the hands of the banks and the governments. And once you get into cryptocurrency, you'll see. Go to Bitcoin.com, get started there. Not only do they have the Bitcoin Academy, but they've also got information on how to choose a Bitcoin wallet, buy your first Bitcoin, and again, you can buy a fraction of a Bitcoin. You don't have to buy a whole Bitcoin. In fact, it would be hard for a lot of people to buy an entire Bitcoin all at once at this point. It's like $3,900 per Bitcoin, I think, as of today, or close to that. And they'll show you where you can spend your Bitcoin. You can read the latest news or engage with the community on the Bitcoin Forum. Get started at Bitcoin.com as we continue with your calls and thoughts. We can talk about this Operation Choke Point because I want to know more about it. Some are saying that it's been shut down by the Department of Justice. Apparently, our co-host Laurel, who is generally on with us on Tuesdays now, so she should be in this week.
She used to be on Sundays.
Her recent video is saying that she believes that, at least according to the summary of the video, I haven't actually watched the video, that DOJ claimed this Operation Choke Point is over, but she's saying she believes that it's still going, maybe being enforced individually by different banks like Chase, for instance. But let's go, before we learn more about that, we'll go to the phones to the fun. It's Jim in New Hampshire watching us on YouTube. Go ahead, Jim.
I'm going to ruin the image and the style that you're used to, Mark.
Not on the air, so we're just going to hit that dump button and you're gone. Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, and now since you called during your ban, you're just banned for the rest of the year at this point because you were banned through the summertime. The only person who's banned from Free Talk Live for threats of violence, that person is now not allowed to call until 2020. So I suspect he will continue to violate that ban, and we will continue to dump his calls, and then that's that.
He seems to desperately want an apology, whatever it is that you want an apology for, I apologize.
I doubt that's going to count, right, because you don't know what it is, and so therefore, how is it a real apology, right? Like, you didn't specifically apologize for a certain thing. He wants me to apologize, I know that, for claiming that he's had three DUIs. And I'm not going to apologize because that was the evidence that we had at the time. If there's some other evidence.
I'm sorry, that's the evidence we had at the time.
Yeah.
So that's sort of an apology about the evidence.
Yeah. If you want to provide other evidence, you know, you're welcome to email it. Oh, wait, no, you're blocked on email. So never mind. Never mind.
Well, if you hadn't been threatening all over the place. I suppose.
Just get a life?
He can go into the troll zone.
That's right. Yeah, you can go in the troll zone. I talked to you still in the troll zone. I talked to him on Saturday night when he called in. Last night he called to Vincent's show. He's not banned from Vincent's show, so I talked to him on the air and off the air when he continued to threaten to smash my head against the pavement or whatever it was that he was going to do to me.
Repeatedly.
Yeah.
Over and over. He's going to smash somebody's head against me.
Yeah, he said he was going to come up in 24 hours, too, and get it done.
Forgiveness comes from within.
Yeah.
He's got to find a way to forgive himself.
The funny thing is he claims to be a Christian.
I'll bet.
Yeah.
Well, the Bible is pretty clear that the Christians have display the fruits of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
Yeah.
And it says that if a tree bears bad fruit, that it should be cut down and burned. So what it's saying there is if you're, I'm really pointing a finger here at Jim, but, you're not displaying those things. You're not a Christian. At least that's what the Bible says.
I would agree. Let's go to Sarah in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead. Hello. Sarah in New Mexico. Going once.
Hello.
Hi, we have you now. Go ahead.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, we got you.
Yep.
Can you hear us? Sarah in New Mexico. Maybe she's having cell phone troubles. We're just going to put her back on hold, and we'll see if we can get that worked out. So this story coming from Forbes, Norbert Michael, the contributing writer over there, this is from November, so fairly recent.
How do you shorten Norbert? Does his wife call him Norbert?
Norbert.
Bert. Bert would be what I would guess. I mean, there's a name you just don't see that much anymore. Norbert?
Last week brought new revelations regarding Operation Choke Point, the Obama administration's effort to freeze politically disfavored businesses out of the financial system. Representative Blaine Luetgemeyer, who is from Missouri, helped lead a multi-year effort to shut the program down, highlighted some of these newest findings, and pointed out that stopping Operation Choke Point is not a partisan issue. His legislation to prevent a redo of Choke Point overwhelmingly passed the House with only 2 nay votes. It was an egregious affront to the rule of law, they claim. For those unfamiliar, it consisted of bureaucrats in several independent federal agencies taking it upon themselves to shut legal businesses such as payday lenders and firearms dealers out of the banking system. Given the nature of the U.S. regulatory framework, this operation was easy to pull off. Officials at the FDIC, Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, for instance, simply had to inform the banks that they were overseeing that the government considered certain types of customers, quote, high risk. unquote. The mere implication of a threat was enough to pressure banks into closing accounts, because no U.S. bank wants anything to do with extra audits or investigations from the regulators.
Yeah, this is what happens when you allow the government to get in bed with the banks. So this FDIC insurance, I mean, it sounds like a really great idea, right? Like, you want your account covered up to $100,000, don't you?
$250,000 now, they raised it.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm paying attention to it because I know the government's going to do whatever the hell the government wants to do if a bank fails.
Right.
So, whatever.
Will it cover you if the government decides to give your account a haircut?
Nope, it won't.
No, it sure won't.
No, it won't do anything like that. It's just window dressing. It's not like they're actually doing anything with this. It's just them saying they're going to do things, and they don't actually have to do them. And now that they're in bed with the banks, well, they just decided we don't want you doing business with the brothels and the casinos and the gun dealers and I don't know any of those XXX sites. Whatever it is, they don't want you doing it.
See, and again, at this point, now that we have cryptocurrencies and alternatives to the banking system, who cares, right? At one point, you know, if you wanted to run your business, you had to have a bank account, you had to have an account for deposit, you know, to take your, you know, revenue for the day. But we've evolved past that point.
Well, we haven't yet, though. I mean, in theory, you could do what you're talking about, Richie. You can hook up Bitcoin, accept payments only in Bitcoin, but if you're a gun dealer... if you're Ruger or something like that, you're a manufacturer, you're a dealer, and all of a sudden you lose your banking access, well, good luck convincing all of your customers to switch over to Bitcoin. You're going to lose significant volume of sales.
What could be done, let's say, you pick a geographic area, let's say Denver. Mm-hmm. Right? Pot businesses in Denver were having a difficult time getting banks at one point.
All pot businesses. Are,
right. Yeah. Yeah. You could somebody could have opened a business with an armored car. All you need is an armored car and a gun license.
Yep.
Not that hard. Lots of people with gun licenses in Colorado. And an armored car, I've seen them for $2,500 on eBay.
Bam. You've looked for armored cars on eBay?
Yeah, for whatever reason, I just like
that. What did you have in mind?
Just armored cars.
Okay.
Just like DeLorean.
So you go in, you go into the business, you get the bag of money, you accept their money in exchange for the Bitcoin, or Bitcoin Cash would be my preference, or, you know, a variety of other coins out there. But, something they've heard of, and make the exchange. There they've got the cryptocurrency. They can put it in their wallet right then and take care of it, and then you take the cash out the door, and then you figure out some way to interface and deal with these companies. So this could absolutely have been done, and done easily. It just hasn't been.
All right, let's continue here with more on this operation, whatever they call it, Operation Choke Point. That's what it was. Shutting down businesses that are politically insensitive. 855-450-FREE like freedom. Join us.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio is great for direct response with its low cost to listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, mark@freetalklive.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit StartLivingYoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit StartLivingYoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at StartLivingYoung.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll-free here. We're talking about the Operation Choke Point, which one of our callers brought up. We weren't intending to talk about it, but it sounds interesting, so let's get into it. I mean, I think we kind of heard about this maybe off and on here and there, but I don't remember hearing the term Operation Choke Point.
I think so, but they love their little phrases.
Well, apparently it was a real thing in the federal government that this was going on.
Yeah.
It was the FDIC was involved in informing banks, according to Forbes magazine, that certain types of customers like payday lenders or firearms dealers or marijuana businesses would be considered high risk. And now the claim is they're targeting conservative media as well. Now, again, I don't follow this story closely, and maybe Laura will have more to say about it on Tuesday night. But just to kind of give us the basics, we'll continue with the story here, and we'll also take your calls and thoughts. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And, yes, we are on Twitch. That is where you can watch the show, if you would like, at twitch.lrn.fm. That's our video streaming platform, the primary one. We're still on YouTube as well, but it's lower quality there. So the best quality is over on our Twitch channel, which we just hit 700 followers yesterday or late yesterday night or something like that. So thank you to everybody who is following us on Twitch. Definitely appreciate that. By no means are we a big show there, but we're there. And the more followers we have, the more likely more people will watch the episodes as they're happening, and the more people that watch them, the more people will be likely to find them. Because when you...
They're featured.
Right. When we go on Twitch, or even if you're not featured, we've never been featured on Twitch, to my knowledge, because if we were, we'd probably have a huge explosion in our chat room. But they have categories, right? So we're in the talk shows category on Twitch, and it depends on the night, but... Sometimes we're in the top 15 or so, and the more viewers we have, the higher up we'll be on that chart. The higher up we are, the more people will see us. So it's one of those things. The numbers matter. So if you can follow us on Twitch, we sure would appreciate it. Head
we
over.
We need a coordinated Twitch bomb.
I don't know how you do that. But if someone can coordinate that, they have my support. So, I mean, we're kind of the slow and steady wins the race kind of thing. We don't really know how to do internet marketing.
Right, the rest of these talk shows aren't making money, so they're not going to stick around.
You mean the ones on Twitch?
Yeah.
Twit is definitely making money.
Yeah,
this Week in Tech?
I don't doubt that Twit is.
They have 10 times the viewers that we do.
I wouldn't doubt that at all.
Yeah. That's one of the only other podcasts I listen to.
Yeah, so there you go.
He
charges a lot of money for his ads, too.
90% of the talk shows that are on Twitch aren't making money.
Probably not.
So they're short-term because they're just passion projects, and passion projects don't stick around.
Although, to be clear, Mark, I mean, people can easily donate through Twitch as well. Most of these guys have, like we do, with tip.lrn.fm. It's right there at the top of our video at twitch.lrn.fm. If you watch the video, you'll see the tip URL. You can just throw in a tip, and then I throw out some cash to the people in the studio if you do that, and so we appreciate it. So if you're a gamer or you're one of these other talk show people on Twitch, you could be making good money, especially if you are a hot girl.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're going to be making good money.
But then it's not a talk show anymore.
I'm now going to self-identify as a hot girl.
Right.
Start a Twitch show.
Good luck with that.
As long as we're having a gender alien.
Yeah. There's science behind that.
Got a lot of work to do. Let's go to Sarah. She's actually there now. Apparently was having phone trouble earlier. Sarah, are you with us?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you. Go ahead.
Okay, well, you know what? Today's Sunday. I went to the Unitarian Church today.
Mm-hmm.
And I met quite a few people that were very much in support of banning the cigarette for 21-year-old or less.
Now, what's up with that? Why be so inconsistent? Why not just go ahead and advocate a total ban for all people?
Well, I mean, that's what they're trying to do in Hawaii.
Right.
That's what I would like. But,
that's what you'd like.
You know,
move to Hawaii.
But, you know, it's all of these things that I believe in small increments, like baby steps, one thing at a time.
Baby steps to tyranny.
Well, that's the only way you get it implemented.
Right.
Well, Sarah, so let me ask you this. If you're for a ban on people over the age of 18.
Under 21.
Yeah, under 18 being able to buy cigarettes, obviously. And we've had that for a very long time here in the United States. And the reality is that the vast majority of people who smoke started when they were younger than 18. So,
meaning it was illegal when they started?
It was illegal for them to purchase, at the very least, cigarettes.
And possess.
I don't know if it was to possess or not.
I can tell you it's illegal in New Hampshire.
Okay. I don't know what the rules are now.
If you look like you're under 21 in Keene, you will be stopped by the police.
That's right. Wow. And that's the problem is now you're having people that are 22 have to show identification for having cigarettes, and that's a violation or whatever.
There's
but at this point, you know, who cares if the government has to spend millions of dollars on a class action suit because they've been discriminating against people? By God, we got to stop a couple of people from getting cigarettes. But the reality is that cigarettes have been banned for people under the age of 18 for a very long time. People under the age of 18 have been getting cigarettes, so this law isn't working, Sarah. Why do you want to spend my money on it?
Well, you know what? It does matter. To you, it seems like it makes no difference. But you know what?
Really
it's like, let's say 5,000 people, let's say maybe 3,000 kids will pick up smoking habits, like here in New Mexico, on our state. Okay, if you wait it to 21, that's 3,000 less people.
But they're not going to wait to 21 because they didn't wait till 18.
Yeah, well, they'll still be smoking at 14 and 15.
People like Sarah and Chris Cantwell are on the same side on this particular mindset, by the way. Did you know you're on the side of the Nazis, Sarah?
Well, you know, the Nazis, I mean,
politics makes for strange bedfellows.
You know, okay, freedom is one thing, but when you have freedom that it bother and affect the health of other people.
Cigarettes really don't affect the health of very many other people. They largely affect the people that consent to the smoking. Yes, there are kids in cars, and I think that, and certainly kids in households and stuff like that.
And the bus stop that Sarah waits at.
And I'm fine with it, Sarah. You know, like if you want to go tyranny, let's go tyranny for real. But I mean, you know, here I am. Let's give out licenses for smoking. In order to get a license for smoking, you have to get bees spayed or neutered. Because I'm down with all of it. If it's for spaying and neutering people willing to, I'm in. Whatever it is, just spay and neuter humans. And you got my vote.
What do you think about that?
Freedom is one thing, but the thing is, they bother me. You know,
it bothers me too.
Freedom is annoying,
isn't it?
Yes.
Cigarette smoke. I hate it.
And you say that as a former smoker.
I'm a former smoker, but I believe, Sarah, if you feel like going out and opening a bar and you want people to be able to smoke in your bar, you should be able to do that. But you can't do that in a lot of states in home of the free.
Is your goal to ban everything that bothers you on a personal level?
Well, I mean, I hate soda pops, too. You know, soda pop could be banned. But, you know, the thing is, if I could get small increments, one step at a time, if I could do just a little bit at a time, we raise the cigarette tax. If we could raise it up to 21 this year, we could raise it up to 30, you know, in 5 more years. So I just believe in small increments add up to the big picture.
Just like the Nazis. How's it feel? How's it feel to be just like Christopher Cantwell?
Are you okay paying extra taxes to incarcerate all those violators?
I don't know how much of the incarcerations that they're going to do.
No, they could just raise the cigarette tax and have the cigarette tax cover the incarcerations.
Well, then they'll just sell cigarettes that aren't taxed.
Well, then you can choke them to death, according to Sarah.
If there's less people smoking, my goal is if there's less people smoking, there'll be less people walking their dog and smoking cigarettes and aggravating me. My maintenance
tool. That's all
about
Sarah. What's
the name of this person that's smoking cigarettes and walking their dog? They sound like they bother you a lot, Sarah.
Sarah, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Good luck with your tyranny.
I would consider staying indoors.
If you were Sarah, you mean?
Yeah, because then there's no one there to aggravate.
Oh, then it's the neighbor next door who's smoking in their apartment.
Man, you've got to be pent up to be upset about somebody smoking outside.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're just... You don't have enough things to worry about. Yeah. You worry about somebody smoking outdoors.
Well, yeah, she doesn't have to worry about paying rent.
And she was railing support at the Unitarian Church.
You said something about her taxes. Sarah doesn't pay taxes.
No, I didn't say anything about her taxes.
No, I did.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, and the point I wanted to make about the Nazis there was we had the Keene City Council here in little old Keene, New Hampshire, and in all their wisdom, decided they wanted to pass one of these raise it to 21 things here in Keene, which of course means anybody under 21 has to drive to Swansea now in order to, you know, or wherever outside of Keene to get their cigarettes, and then they have to conceal them while they're in Keene because, again, the police might approach them. Now, the police chief claimed they weren't going to be doing that, but that's, I'm sure, BS.
Well, what's the point of making it illegal, then? If you want to make it illegal to sell cigarettes to somebody under the age of 21, that makes, well, if you want to just do, if like, it makes a lot more sense to just outlaw the sale to somebody under the age of 21. Because then you can go go in there and trick the person working behind the counter into selling cigarettes to somebody under the age of 21, and you can get them.
I used to do that, too.
Yeah. Sell cigarettes? To underagers?
Yep.
Nice. 855-450-3. Somebody's got to do it. 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves here. Hour number 3 is on the way. And join us on the radio. It's Free Talk Live. Live Sunday show.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.